Welcome, everyone, to the blessings of Christ and to His magnificent presence. May we all be blessed just for being here. And as always, I like to welcome you and then open up to our community so you can welcome one another and let us know what your request for blessings would be, what you need, or gratitude you would like to express for blessings received. So we are together, and I'm here with you, and I see Jerome is on our call. Your line is open, Jerome. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing well, Glenda, but gratitude, thanksgiving, appreciation, forgiveness of oneness and wholeness to you and everything you do and everything that you plan to do with your life for the highest good of everyone. I've got a question, a request for my son, Andrew, who
okay.
Had to go to court for a DUI, but he's been changing his life, so our prayers for Andrew to keep changing his life because he's doing better. And but lots of gratitude for you and everything you do and all the light, compassion, and love that you are. And we're doing okay up here. It's snowing up in Minnesota.
Oh, yes. Well, that's just, you knew you would have that when you lived up there. So no surprise there.
But listen, thank you for everything. And
you are so welcome. And Jerome, you know, I just want to say, and to all of us, sometimes we have to reach critical mass before we realize that something is not going to turn around externally until we turn it around internally.
Right, right, yeah.
And it's true about all kinds of things, from relationships to financing to critical behavior in life, our job. You know, we look to the outside world so often for the results we want, when really they have to start inside.
Correct. Yes. Yes, I agree.
So,
that's
why the blessings are so miraculous, because they trigger those turnaround points inside.
And they offer us a challenge to change, a challenge to grow, a challenge to be more light, compassionate, and love that we can be. Thank you. Yes, I love that.
You're so welcome, Jerome. And I'm going to take a caller from area code 413. You're on. Hello. You can speak. Your line is open.
Oh, whoops, sorry, I just started. Hi, this is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, just sending my love and my blessings of light and positivity to you and to this beautiful community. And I want to ask for a special blessing today. So I just found out a week ago that I am growing a baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just over the moon. I'm 43 years old, and this is my first baby. honestly, this wasn't my actual conscious plan, but I fully believe that this is God's plan for me. And as soon as I found out, it was just pure love and feeling of blessing and so much happiness.
Oh, yes, I'm feeling the same way. That's wonderful. So blessings will go to both of you.
Yes, thank you so much for me and my growing baby. And I ask for a blessing for the baby's father, Scott, as he realizes this responsibility and this new role for him. And
okay.
A blessing for our relationship. And yes. And I wanted to share the news and receive that blessing.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Keep hearing great things from you, Sarah.
Okay.
And just think, your conception of this child may itself have been the result of the blessings.
Wow, I feel that so much. I feel it so much. It was right around Christmas. It may very well have been Christmas Day. And it has just been part of so many blessings I've received. It's accelerated. Even my life has accelerated so much. I've shared on this call how I purchased a home in Santa Cruz Mountains. And like everything was sort of getting ready for this, I now see. And just so many blessings in an accelerated way. As I said, it's just so fast right now. And I just feel so much responsibility and so many blessings at the same time. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And we're going to move on to our caller from, it may be Linda. It's from out of the country. I know that.
Hey, Glenda. It's Scott.
Oh, it's Scott. Oh, okay. Hi, Scott.
Congratulations to Sarah. Just so everybody knows, it's a different Scott.
Yes.
And I had a really good experience Friday that I'm just saying thank you for. Some friends and I got to go to a group home with foster kids. We brought stuff to make lasagna. We had lasagna and game night, and I think they really enjoyed it. So I want to keep having fun like that, and I might get to do a youth module, a leadership module coming up. So much appreciated for all the support.
Oh, you have it. You have it, because when you receive blessings, you send them out. And that's something everyone can learn from. Scott has been accelerating in his blessings for several years now and receives more blessings because he gives them. And that's the way it works. And I think we don't realize so often that we can actually touch another to their internal self. We think of, just for an example, baking cookies and sharing cookies, or helping someone financially, or giving someone a job. That's external assistance. Helping somebody clean their property up. That's external assistance. I don't think we realize how much we can actually give to others, internal to internal. This is what we're really, really going to focus on in our new Christ Blessing Seminar this spring. Really mapping out how that works. Because when you know how that works, you really understand the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is, how the Holy Spirit works, and how it works through these great spaces between us that have never known division or separation. That's the interesting thing about quantum space. It's never been divided. It's never been put into separate forms. And so there's nothing but connection there. When we know how to access that, then we know how to give unto others as we give to ourselves, for there is no division. This is why this year our webinar theme is being closer to God, knowing God's will better from within yourself. I'm going to talk a little more about that for our message today, but I just wanted to tie that in with what Scott said. So, Scott, you most definitely, definitely always are in our field of blessing. And thank you for letting us know what you're doing with it. So we have Donna on the phone. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Glenda. This is Donna from California.
Yes. How are you?
Great. I'm so happy to talk to you. I have a request. A very good friend of mine, stepfather, is in the hospital, and he's in his 90s. He was hit by a drunk driver the other day, and he was standing on the sidewalk and has many broken bones, and he's heavily sedated and on a respirator, and they need to operate, and he needs to be able to breathe on his own before they can operate. So we're saying many prayers for him. And also, I'm in touch with a lot of people here in California who are suffering as a result of the fires and the mudslides. So if we could do a blessing for California, that would be great, too. Thank you.
Okay. What is your friend's name, the one in the hospital?
Oh, Ted Johnson.
Ted, okay.
Yes.
We've got it.
Thank you so much.
And we'll remember you, too.
Oh, your dear heart, thank you.
You're welcome. We love you so much.
Yes.
And Joanna, you're on the call. I just opened your line.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have a relative who really needs some prayers. She is basically in spiritual, emotional, physical. In other words, she is just really having pain on all counts, and I'm trying to be really respectful, but she's even, like, so angry that she's wishing harm on everybody around her. And it's a very hard thing, and everybody is reeling from the energy that she's sending out. And basically, I just want the Christ blessing for her, and because maybe that could help her just return to her own wonderful self.
Oh, that's so true. Do you mind giving me at least her first name?
Priscilla.
Priscilla, okay.
Illa, yeah. Thank you so much.
Got it. You are so welcome. And I really do have compassion with that problem because it's so typical of the dwindling spiral we can create in our own lives when we become negative because we cut ourselves off from our support. And then in doing that, we undermine our reasons to have faith and believe. And it just gets worse and worse.
That's exactly what's happening here. Absolutely.
And all we need to do is to recenter her or anyone like her and start opening the spiral out. And it doesn't matter that it doesn't all happen immediately. The important thing is the direction we face. It's the turnaround that we need to make.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
You are so welcome. And, Tony, I see you're on the line. Hi. Or it may be Judy. Either one. Both. You're on. Tony? Are you there?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Sorry. Hi. We're both here. We wanted to ask for a blessing for our friends Tiger and Laura. They're still dealing very much with the challenge and the healing for her cancer, for Laura's cancer.
Sure.
There's also healing going on for Judy's sister, Lori, and she had a miraculous, absolutely miraculous healing last year, which we're exceedingly grateful for. She had stage 4 cancer, and after about 6 months of combined alternative and traditional treatment, all of that was gone. She completely had a complete healing of the cancer. So she's just kind of dealing with ongoing things, but you know, we're just very grateful. We're still trying to provide love and support, you know, for the process for her. But I also want to let you know that we did the blessing for Lori many times last year, and it really had a fantastic effect.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And then there was, our oldest child, Sarah, she's kind of going through some growing pains. She's about 29, so she's having a Saturn return, you know. But
oh dear,
she's kind of she's got some challenges going on too, kind of, you know, healing and growth challenges. And then Judy's parents, we wanted to remember them too. They've kind of got some healing challenges. And I just wanted to touch on, I was looking at the chart for the upcoming eclipse. There's a lunar eclipse on Tuesday.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, it's really, you know what struck me as I was looking at it yesterday? It's like Spirit spoke to me. It's because it kind of looks like a hand. And Spirit says it's a hand of blessing. And then later Spirit said, well, it's like the hand of the five-finger children of God. So it just seems like it's very, very positive because the root, another description for this would be like a bucket formation. The moon's at the handle for the bucket, and the moon is with the north node, which is new trends, the moon and the asteroid Ceres. And so it really kind of illuminates positive, healthy, productive relationships, you know, like motherly, the strength of the mother. And so kind of realigning things around the strengths of nurturing.
For those of you who don't know what Tony's talking about, first of all, a little background. Tony is an excellent astrologer and student of the of astronomy and the cosmological systems that are an extended part of our life and do actually have an effect on us. We are on the 31st, the last day of this month. We are going to have the second moon in a month, which is just called a blue moon, not because it's blue, but because of the old saying, once in a blue moon, it doesn't happen very often. And it's happening at the same time we are having a complete lunar eclipse. And let's see, there's one other third thing happening. What is that, Tony?
Oh, yeah, gosh. I think it's a super moon as well. Yeah, so the moon's at the closest point.
That's right. It's a super moon, which means that whatever effects it has will have a greater impact upon the Earth and all of us who receive those energies. So it would be an excellent time for prayer and an excellent time, blessing givers, to offer a blessing that evening. So it's nothing ominous, nothing to be frightened about, just that it is likely to accelerate what you're feeling. And if you are feeling negative about anything, it might accelerate those feelings, but that doesn't mean it's accelerating the problem. So just let it pass. Just go into prayer and let it pass. If you're feeling extremely positive about something, it may give you insights from accelerated feelings about those positive opportunities. And, you know, we are all connected from the earth to the heavens. And whenever any of these special configurations happen, it does affect us. So we sometimes not in the sense of causing things to happen, but in the sense of causing us to feel more intensely about what's happening. Does that make sense? And then when we feel more intensely, well, naturally, we're going to do more about it. So, Tony, thank you for bringing that up. And we have your friends and your family on our prayer list. And we have a caller from definitely out of the country this time, area code 624. I mean, country code 624, you're on. Hello.
Hello, Glenda.
Yes.
This time it is Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda. Great
Hello,
to hear.
Hello, beautiful. Yes, yes, it's anniversary day here today, so the day off in Auckland, and enjoying being able to connect, you know, more deeply into the call. Just want to say so much gratitude for you and the community. Special blessings for anyone who is cold that they can get to the blessing seminar. Also that if I can't make it this time, I can just release that and be fine with it and find what God desires for me. But it's such a difference in life. Anybody that can make it, please may God bless them and may they find their way to you for that special seminar. And thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, Linda. And I'm, yeah, and Linda is really the perfect confirmation of this seminar's importance. She comes from Auckland. And how many times have you come, Linda? Twice?
No, I've just made it the once on a real quick in and out, just in on the weekend and right back out. But desperately would love to come again and join in and see it from a different view. But it was a miracle weekend, Glenda. Everything was in the zone. Everything went perfectly to get there and back. And it has changed my life greatly. So I do, you know, pray for anyone who wants to come along that God allow them and find that way, because it is a special time.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that, Linda. And, you know, it is a constant in life that we can count on. A change of perspective in anything will change our life, whether it's a spiritual change of perspective, a change of perspective in your relationships, a change of perspective about knowledge, a change of perspective in understanding the human body and how to better serve your health. Just the very change of perspective will begin initiating activities. You know, we think that things happen because we take action. But actually, we take action because we have first gained a new perspective. This is the single greatest importance of education. And I can say that for many, many years as an educator, having taught everywhere from elementary school to universities, undergraduates and graduates, and then for many, many years in seminars and being a servant teacher for Christ. The change of perspective is the single most important value of education. Back when I was teaching at OU, we, in those years, OU is the University of Oklahoma. In those years, we had the national champion football team. And I had both the interesting opportunity and challenge of trying to teach them art appreciation. that was a goal in itself, just to get their attention. But the way I did it is we went to the quadrangle, told them to bring a football, and I applied football strategy to the way paintings and sculpture and other art forms were created. In other words, I gave them a perspective on art, which then they used to gain particular interest in paintings, sculptures, or other art forms that appealed to them. And they would have a basis for appreciating and understanding them. I have taught many other difficult subjects that there was little hope for a student to learn in detail in one semester. And I focused upon gaining the perspective through which they could continue learning for a lifetime. And I always got the best student reviews ever of any other teacher, because I really grasped what learning was all about. There are, most of you may not ever want to be in front of an audience offering a blessing, but you may want to accelerate your prayers in life with a blessing, or if only using what you have as a perspective on the blessing, understand better how to pray and what prayer really is. That's what I want to talk to you today about more than anything else. This was the biggest question that the apostles would throw at Yeshua. Lord, teach us how to pray. Master, what words do we use? When do we pray? What do we pray for? The questions were endless, on and on. And always, they were directed towards something, some words. And typically, he would redirect their question by giving them information about a related subject, but not spot on the subject that they were asking about. For example, he would give them a parable of the seed. Now, why would he give them a parable of the seed? Well, because our prayers are seeds. We plant a seed. And in the living around it, that seed comes to life. And we learn to recognize as it's pushing up on the earth, to nurture it, to give it a chance to grow. Or they would ask him, Master, how do I pray? And he would give them a parable about the kingdom of heaven being in your heart. He didn't answer them directly. He would give them the truth about what prayer really is. It's how we come about to life from our heart, from the inside out. And so often, actually, I have to say, the two most common parables he gave, one was the seed, the other was the heart. But the other most common teaching that he gave everyone, and the apostles then carried it on as their most common teaching, was about repentance. You know, we don't get the right message today because it's been interpreted. Repentance has been misinterpreted to fit the agenda of churches for almost 2,000 years, all about giving up your worldly ways, surrendering to the requirements of church doctrine, showing up on Sunday, abiding by the laws of the church, asking forgiveness and doing good to one another. Well, it could include all of those, but that's not what the word meant. The word repent meant turn around. Just turn around. It's just like what I said earlier in our conference today. If you've got a dwindling spiral moving in toward the negative, you can't change where your heart is right now because it is what it is. But you can turn around the direction it spins in. Instead of spinning inward, you can spin it out. You see? We can't always change a particular health condition immediately, but we can change the fear we have put into it that causes us to spin in. With doubt, with reservation, with resignation, or maybe blaming yourself, feeling guilty about something you did or something someone did to you. You can change the direction instantly. Spin out. In other words, turn around. turn around. That's a big change of a word. You know, to give you an example, a simple example that contemporary listeners will love to hear about mistranslation of the scripture. In the book of Genesis, in the creation of woman, it is said in today's Bible, the way it's translated, that God took a rib from Adam and used it to create woman. Well, you know, we are, most women are a little bit incensed by that. I mean, let's face it, to be created from a rib, give me a break. Well, actually, the original Hebrew word didn't say rib at all. It said peace. It said peace, a peace. That makes a lot of sense in relation to what we know now about DNA. We know about the holography of light, where you can take one piece of light and you can literally recreate the universe because everything is contained within one piece of light. We know that you can take a slice, a piece of any one person, and from that DNA you can create the whole, recreate the whole person. Now, keeping that person alive, that's another thing we don't understand, because actually, at least for humanity, that piece, that new piece is kept alive by a soul inhabiting it. But you can clone. You can clone from a piece, a whole and perfect other person. And that would make us, that would make women literally equal to men. Cloned exactly from them, except a few adjustments were made to allow for procreation. Because we live in the material, biological world where procreation is a physical thing. So some adjustments were made. And man looked at the woman and he said, this is a man with a womb. A wombed man. That's where a woman comes from. A wombed man. Does that change your opinion and your perspective on what's there? Whether you take it literally or figuratively, it can change the way we feel about what was said. And that's what I want to share with you about prayer. And that is that Yeshua said to go into a closet to pray. Well, he didn't literally mean throw your clothes and your things out of a bedroom closet and sit there on the floor and pray. What he meant is to step outside the noise, the clutter, and the sound of the material world and be in this place of nothing. To be in this place of nothing. Now why? Because in this place of nothing, we step into quantum space where there has never been any cutting, any division, any separation, ever. That is substantiated and confirmed by the most advanced science. And what's so important for that with prayer is that we are in all time and all space when we're there. We are all one soul when we are there. This is the miracle of what Yeshua said, when two or more are joined in my name, I am there. All we need to do is establish an agreement and step into that space, and we are there. This is how blessings can reach around the world. This is how prayers can reach around the world. This is how changes can occur from here to China. This is how wars can be stopped by being in a place of peace that is so profound and agreed upon so profoundly among so many souls joining in peace. This is how fires can be put out by joining so profoundly in peace with others that we form an agreement in that place that there are no fires on the earth. The biggest mistake we make when we pray is we pray from the problem. So many people do not pray until there is a problem. And then they're crying, they're regretting, they're blaming, or they're shaming, or they're feeling guilty, or they're feeling lack or alone. And inside their problem, they pray and say, "Oh Lord, take this from me." Oh Lord, take this from me. And what they're doing is they're agreeing that the problem exists. The way to pray is first to discover where to pray. Yeshua told the apostles where to pray. And then he told them the condition of mind in which to pray. He said, first forgive your brother and your sister. Don't take into prayer your grievances with others, because God doesn't want to hear those. It's not going to help you at all. He would literally say to someone, "Oh Lord, can you help me? Can you heal me? Can you touch me? Can you bless me?" And he would say, "First go and forgive your brother and then come back to me." Because he would know that this person wasn't in the right state of mind to receive anything. Then after teaching, after teaching, after teaching, he gave them the prayer that has become what we call the Lord's Prayer. The prayer that literally summarizes the entire teaching of his life. We're going to go through that for an entire year, not just the prayer, but how it connects to everything he taught, how it connects to what we know about the world, how it connects to what we need to do in the world, how it can reveal answers to our deepest desires, our most cherished hopes, and our love. So I really do encourage you to be in our webinars this year. And if you can't take them on time, that's okay, because they're all recorded and you can download them all to your computer and do them in your own time when you're in your own state of mind. But we're at that point now where we really do need to join and ask for Yeshua to be with us in the giving of the blessing. So just be seated. All your body parts uncrossed so that energy can flow freely through you. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and into the vacuum of unknown, uncharted space, where there is simply peace, where there is simply perfection. And be there to receive the blessings of God in union with God. While the blessing is being conducted, pray in this way. And when the blessing is over, lie down and receive more in this way. Dear Yeshua, We thank you for showing us how to be in the world, but not of the world, so that the challenges of the world may be dealt with efficiently, miraculously, or at least sensibly, with charity toward all. We thank you for telling us how to find comfort and companionship in that part of existence where we have never left the angels or the company of God. We thank you for showing us your peace, your love, your perfection, and for remaining with us throughout the ages, that we may be with you whenever we choose, and for interceding for us when we are so overwhelmed we can't think what to do. On this day, we ask that you be with the bereaved and the sick, the confused and the lonely, and those who feel so isolated as they are stuck in the problems of life, not knowing what to do. Be with us and allow us to connect with others in the place where all healing occurs, in the place where all prayer is prayed. We ask your forgiveness, and we ask your forgiveness upon all of humanity, but we know that's already been given. So we ask that we know how to receive it this day and forever. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and complete the receiving of it by resting silently in your peaceful space. Bye-bye for now. And I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Much love is given to you, now and always.